quarterback at? What do you? How do you see this challenge coming up this week?
I mean, it's cliche, but he's approaching like you do every other week. So,
do you like going against that kind of attack?
I mean, I just I like going against anybody that wants to line up across from me, you know, regardless of how they play the game. I'll hit somebody.
They caught you off guard a little bit last year, going up like that. I think they have your attention for sure this year.
Definitely would say that, you know, have to enter a game with the same mentality as you will go and enter a game against, regardless of who you're playing. You know, it'd be Indiana, Ohio State, Eastern Illinois, have to approach them all the same. So something like what happened last year doesn't happen again.
Thanks, Mike.
With their type of passing attack, is it maybe more important to get hands up and get more in the line of vision of the quarterback?
Yeah, most definitely.
Can you talk about the development of James Morrison? What does it say about, you know, him being a true freshman and being able to step in at that middle linebacker position?
I mean, that James loves football. That's a kid. He loves the game of football. He'll do whatever it takes to be the best. And, I mean, he brings energy to that field. You know, he brings a fire to that field, and he's going to be great to watch for the next couple of years. He really is, you know, and I mean, we love playing with him.
Is that something that kind of rubs off on you then, when you like see the energy that he brings that you're talking about?
Yes, and it's great. It's also great to see just the confidence that he can bring in there, being a true freshman, and like last week going into the top ranked team like that, he just stepped in there like it was nothing, you know, and it just goes right with our mentality with approach everybody the same. And I mean, he's a great kid, he's a great player. You know, he's going to mature to something great.
I know it's kind of looking at it in hindsight here, but just how critical was that first three and out that you guys got on their opening drive? Because it really seemed like from that point on, the offense is already beginning to click, and you guys are able to, you know, keep that momentum from start to finish.
I mean, you know, every three and out is important because they could have very easily came back the next series and scored as if nothing had happened. So once you get like the momentum going, you had to keep it going, and if the momentum didn't get going, you had to find a way to get it going.
What's your take on the Big Ten standings right now with 4 weeks to go?
It's not important at all. Not important at all.
Do you even pay attention to where you guys are at or where everybody else is at?
No, I'm just paying attention to the team I have to play the next week.
Thanks.
Mike, last trip to Indiana, do you remember that at all?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. You know, I like to think I'm in better shape now to go out there this year.
That was pretty scary, though.
It's hard to catch your breath. You know, it's pretty hot. First time really playing on turf like that, and the whole college football experience. You know, that's why you're able to respect somebody like James to step in as a freshman and just take care of business like that.
What's your talk about Ross and Shane a little bit? What they're going to bring to the Lemons unit?
I mean, those guys step next man in. You know, that's our motto. Those guys step right in, and you know, it's like they pick up right where Jeremiah and Tyler left off.
People call you undersized defensive lineman. What is your plan out there? What is the first thing you want to do against an offensive lineman?
Just hit them in the mouth early. Let them know it's going to be a long day.
Is it that simple?
Yeah.
How about technique-wise? What's the first thing you want to do there?
I mean, that's part of technique. You know, the way Coach K coaches us, our technique is flawless. So it already gives you that confidence to go out there, whether you're 5'11", 6'5", you know, 240 to 300. You know, it doesn't matter who you have to go up against. The way we're coached here, that we know we can go up against anybody. And, I mean, it's like being in a street fight. You know, if you're in a street fight with somebody, you give them that first good crack. You know, they know it's going to be a long day.